Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
Well, I heard about a New Yorker who was visiting some friends in Texas, and he was involved in a terrible automobile accident involving a pickup pulling a horse trailer with a horse in it. And several months later, after he filed the insurance claim, he gets a call from the insurance company's lawyer. And the lawyer says, you know, I'm checking this claim here, the police report at the time of the accident, and you claimed no injuries. But now you're claiming all these medical problems. He said, what's up with that? And the man said, well, you just don't know the rest of the story. He said, I was unconscious. And he said, I was kind of in a stupor, but I could tell what was just vaguely what was going on. And there stood the Texas Ranger who was investigating the crime. And someone told him that the horse had broken his leg. And so the Texas Ranger went over and shot the horse to put him out of his misery. And then he came over to me and said, do you have any injuries? You know, the point of that story is simply this. Life is full of pain, but a lot of the pain in life goes unreported. You and I today deal with pain. Pain exists. We know that. But we also know that our God did not choose pain and suffering as a part of his original story. The Bible tells us that this pain and suffering will last only for a short time. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans and said, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Pain, sufferings are just for a brief period of time. They're temporary, but we are eternal. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim, you know, I pulled in the parking lot to work today, and I didn't see a red Dodge.
Well, I've got it working on.
Yeah, it seems strange seeing you in a car.
I feel strange driving it.
How are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Good. How's that grandson?
But he's just as happy and go lucky as he can be.
He slept on the pasture today, I think.
He did. So that tells you right there the preaching don't bother him.
Don't bother him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you heard that joke. The preacher, this baby was screaming one day in church. Did you hear about this, Simon? This baby was screaming out
crying,
in church.
Cutting a shine.
Cutting a shine, and the mom went to take it out. And the preacher looked at the woman as she was leaving and said, ma'am, you got to take that baby out. He's not bothering me one bit. She goes, no, but your preaching's bothering him. Oh, my God. We got a big show, Jim.
We have. We have.
We've been teaching a music class down at Highland Church, and we got one of the star students with us today.
The graduated top of the class.
Simon, Welcome.
Thank you.
And he's going to be performing some numbers for us today. And we've got a lady in from Hazard.
Sure,
I've just got to meet her for the first time before the show. Eileen Campbell. She's from Hazard, Kentucky.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, the first words out of her mouth, I could tell she's passionate for the Lord. And she's got a new CD out, and she's been called by Christ to her ministry through music. And
Amen.
This is a great way to do it. God
Amen.
Tells us to use our talents. So
that's true, but you know, one quick thing. She lives in Hazard now, but she's from right here in Johnson County.
Yeah.
She lives here all of her life.
Wow. And you work with her son.
I work with her son, Jason Sturt, and he's a fine Christian man.
I didn't know you worked.
Well, he works and I watch.
There you go. Well, we're going to play a little music and then we're going to get busy here.
Absolutely.
With our two guests today. So let's hear Barry Scott singing, Have You Met My Friend?
There when you've reached your own sin. Friend of mine, of all the friends you'll ever have, he's one of a kind. Everywhere you go. Have you met my friend? He's been faithful since time began. He'll be there when you've reached your hope's end. Have you met my friend? He'll be there when you've reached your hope's end.
Was good. Barry Scott, he used to play with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and he's got his own band now and doing a great job there.
He's done a real good job on that.
Simon, how are you?
I'm doing very
good. How was church today?
It was very good.
Well, good. Simon, you took our class for six months, and now we've got you teaching some too, don't we?
Yep. I do my best, though.
Yeah, how are you liking the class?
I like it a lot.
It's a lot of fun. Good fellowship, too, isn't it?
Yes.
So you sang in our church, and now we're going to get you sing here, and I really like the song you picked out. Why don't you tell them what you're going to do today and just go right into it.
Okay. Well, the song I'm going to sing is Long Black Train by Josh Turner, and I guess I'll go ahead and start.
Long black train coming down the line, beating off the souls that are lost and crying. Tales of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there is peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if your ride is worth the pain. He's just a-waiting on your heart to say, let me ride on that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. Well, I can hear the whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. The train is a beauty, making everybody stare, but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say, victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train.
I said, cling to the Father and His holy name. Don't go riding on that long black train. Yes, watch out, brother, for that long black train. The devil is driving that long black train.
Hey, that was good, Simon.
Thank you. Great. Absolutely.
What influenced you the most? Who influenced you the most to want to start singing and playing the guitar?
Probably my mom.
Uh-huh.
She, ever since she was young, she has played in church and sang.
Right.
So, and she's played the guitar. So early on, I've seen her play the guitar, and I've always thought, man, I want to learn how to play that.
Yeah.
So
it starts with the family.
Yes.
You know, Jim, we were down at... This kid here, Simon, makes me sick sometimes. We were down at music class one night, mm-hmm. and we were working with Tim Taylor, and Tim was trying to learn the bass part on her song, and I said, I'd like to learn that too. And he went right up on break and just started playing it. And he never had a bass in his hand in his life. He can play anything.
Well, he's just talented.
It comes easy to you, don't it?
Absolutely.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, it does.
Some things are harder than others.
Well, sure, but not the bass, evidently, so.
I guess not.
Well, we'll get you to do another song here in just a minute.
Okay.
I want to talk to you about our good friends at Conley Tire, located on Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville.
Staffordsville,
that'd be Mr. Wallace Conley. Senor Wallace.
And his famous son, Chris Conley.
Yeah, King Chris.
King Chris.
There you go. Chris has been changing oil since he's standing on a milk crate when he was 10 years old.
Absolutely.
And they do great service work down there. Jim, they've got financing available on tires. And if it's tire made, they got it.
They have it.
And you know, the nice thing about Conley Tire is you don't have to have an appointment. You don't have to wait long. Chris is the mastermind at Multitask. Have you ever seen him down there running around?
I have.
He's right in control. And
knows what's going on.
And he makes everybody happy.
Absolutely.
And when Chris quotes you a price on a tire, you can write it down. That's what it is. No hidden costs whatsoever with Chris.
Absolutely not, Dave.
He'll treat you so many ways. One of them's bound to be right.
Has to be.
And you know, most bosses don't work that much. No. But he jumps right in there with them.
He does. He just as egregious as the rest of them.
I'll see him out in a restroom, not even recognize him.
When he's cleaned up.
Yeah, he's all cleaned up. And Wallace sits down there. He's the real boss.
He's a mastermind behind
when he's not asleep.
Absolutely.
But they're so busy down there that he has to stay awake
a
lot more
trouble.
These days. But, Wallace is a gentleman that I love to sit and just talk with. You can learn a lot by talking to Wallace. He's been in the tire business, the education business, for years and years and years, and he's a great man. Home of the $25 synthetic oil change down there, the latest, greatest, state-of-the-art front-end alignment. They do brake jobs down there, Jim. They got the good Interstate battery. They got all your wheel accessories, everything to make your truck look good.
Absolutely, Dave.
And they got financing available, too. So go see our good friends at Conley Tire, 297-2424.
That's true.
Jim's in there every week. He tears up his company truck every week.
Uh-huh. trying to keep the maintenance up on.
Are you a good checker player, Simon?
Decent, I guess.
Well, I need you to stop down there and play him and Philip sometime.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I seen this week, and I told Philip I was going to tell it on him.
All right.
I pulled in, one of my coworkers dropped his truck off, Matt Clark, and I stopped and picked Matt up. Here come Philip sneaking out the back door.
Uh-huh.
I said, uh-huh, Philip, what have you been doing, playing checkers?
Yeah.
He just grinned real big.
Well, Simon needs to stop out there and play Philip and checkers.
Absolutely.
Now, then
we'll see what's going on.
If you play Wallace, you got your work cut out for you. But I think you can beat Philip.
I do, too.
Well, let's talk about Philip. We might as well talk about
him. Might as well just go all out on him.
Right across the street from Conley
Tire. Right across the road from
Philip's Heating Hardware. He claims to be the checker champion, but would you please stop and beat him?
He's played one game and won that one, and now he's the champion. He won't play nobody else.
But they've got some big goings on out there. September the 9th.
That's true.
I mean, you ought to come in for that. They're going to have singing.
Yeah.
free hot dogs. Me and Jim's going to take our wives down there on a date.
We take them out for dinner, M and I, don't we?
Free hot dogs and some of the best hot dog sauce you've ever ate in your life.
That's true.
A group from Highlands is going to be there, and they've got other singers going to be there.
In.
Pepsi and hot dogs, and there're going to be vendors on hand. It's customer appreciation
day.
That's
true.
Are you a fisherman?
Try to be.
Man, they've got a. Have you been in their bait shop down there?
Yes, I have. It's
pretty
awesome.
Nice, isn't
top
it?
Top of the line.
They got everything you need.
Absolutely.
And when you get, I'll tell you how you know a good bait shop. When you buy a fishing pole, and there's a warranty on it.
That is true.
Uh-huh. Isn't that the truth?
And they've got live bait, artificial bait. They've got any kind of bait you need.
And you know, when my daughter started fishing for the first time, they set her rod and reel up for her. They sold her license out there, and they told her what was hidden out there at the lake.
Uh-huh.
And we caught a lot of fish that day. So
wow.
They're your complete hardware store down there. Anything you need in the way of hardware, they've got it at Phillips
Sure
Hardware. They got the mowers, the Echo weed eaters, chainsaws. They got some lease items down there, too, like generators, log splitters. And now would be a – I know it's hot out. I know it's 90.
But it ain't going
to
last
what
forever.
A great time to get one of those furnaces installed now.
That is true.
Before winter comes.
You'll be ready for it.
Yeah, and you can pay all your bills down there, too, at Phillips Heat and Hardware.
And they've got a credit card that you can use there at their store or Norma's store right next to them.
Yeah, they got their very own credit card in
personal
there.
Personal card, that's true.
And they got financing available at Phillips. You can pay your bills down there.
You can.
And, you know, those late fees. Have you ever looked on a bill and saw the late fees? $35, $40.
That's where most of it goes.
If you go down to Phillips and pay your bills down there, the day the bills do, it will count.
Absolutely.
And a lot of the bills, you can pay over 400 bills down there, and a lot of bills, there's no charge, like your AEP, your AT&T bill, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They can take care of it down there at Phillips Heat and Hardware. They're located on the Paintsville Lake Road. And their phone number is, I think I got it here somewhere.
297-3456.
Well, you've got it memorized, don't you?
I've got it memorized.
And if you're camping out the lake, they got all your camping supplies.
Absolutely.
You know, and now I'll warn you, are you a coffee drinker, Simon?
Yes, I am.
Well, if you walk in there and there's no coffee made,
better
and
not.
You've got all day, they'll make you a pot. That's the slowest coffee pot I've ever seen.
Best thing to do is call you in and order a coffee.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes before you get there.
And out front there's a bench. Stay off that bench because that's the liar's bench.
Absolutely.
And last time I stopped down there, it was full.
There's no room.
Every time I go by there, it seems like
it's
there's five or six people sitting on it.
That's our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware. Tell them we sent you by.
Okay.
We got a very special guest with us today. Eileen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what inspired you to cut this CD.
Well, about 2 years ago, I've been a Christian for 25 years.
Amen.
I'd never actually said to the Lord, Lord, I want you to, I'm submitting my life to you.
Amen.
I want you to take it and do it. I'll do anything you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do, I want you to do it.
Right.
And then shortly after that, he said, take your music, go out on a mission.
Amen.
And then I was blessed to make this CD, and I thought, what better way to reach lost people if you're going down so many cars that go down the road, I'd say there's a bunch of lost people riding in each one
sure.
of them. And if they could hear one or two words out of these songs that would bring them to right. the Lord, it would be worth everything to
Wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, it would be wonderful.
Yeah, it's a, you know, if you work your whole life and this CD saves one person, and that's all,
mm-hmm.
that's eternity, and it was worth it all.
Worth it all.
Praise God. I mean,
just
the angels win. Rejoice in heaven for
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to play a cut off this. We're going to play 10,000 Angels Cried. You said this is your favorite cut on the whole CD.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's listen to it right now.
Fill the heavens on crucifixion day. Some say it rained. I don't know if it's true. But I can just imagine 10,000 angels crying. That would seem like rain to me and you. The angels all stood ready to take him from the tree. They waited for the word from his voice. And when he asked the Father, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" they watched their Savior die of his own choice. I've never seen 10,000 angels cry, but I'm sure they did as they stood by and watched their Savior die. God turned He couldn't bear the sight. It must have looked like rain when 10,000 angels cried. As the sun slipped away, the skies turned to gray. Then when Jesus gave his all, that's when tears begin to fall.
Think about that, Jim.
I think that is a damn
Eileen,
damn
that is
song.
A wonderful
that
song.
That is right. Absolutely
Thank
beautiful.
You so much.
It is beautiful. No
Eileen
doubt.
Has graciously agreed to give one of her
Absolutely.
CDs away.
You think, Min, you might talk her out of one of them for us?
I think we have. You know,
that is a beautiful song and beautiful Thank CD
yeah.
she's got.
Jim asked for her second favorite cut on this. And it's called Praise His Name, cut number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like to take the CD home with you, we're going to give it away to the 10th caller at 789-0318. 789-0318. Give us a call
the 10th
as we
caller.
Listen to it. 10th caller. Here we go.
Against the wall
and your mountains seem so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. When everything falls apart, praise his name. When you have a broken heart, raise your hand and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Just raise your hand and say, greater is he than is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise his name.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Didn't take long to get that CD away.
No, it did not. Who was the winner, Dave?
Mary Oosley.
Mary Oosley.
From Martin.
And we got her.
I think we can talk Eileen into signing this for her.
Absolutely.
We're going to play some more off of it. And wow, what a CD. That's a great CD.
It sure is.
How can they get a copy of this if they want to buy one?
Oh, I have them with me. I have some in the
What would be a contact number?
Oh, yeah. On the inside of the cover there is my...
why don't you go ahead and give us your phone number and
the
way they can get in
it.
Touch with you.
Oh, there it is. Right here. Okay, you just want the phone number?
Yeah, or whatever you contact.
Well, I've got two phone numbers.
Okay.
606, of course, 436-2476,
okay,
your home phone number. And my cell number is 606-793-2744.
Okay. And all you got to do is call her, and she'll mail you one out.
Mail them right out.
That sounds great.
Absolutely.
Well, I love the CD. It's a very good one. We're going to play some more off it before we leave here today. I've got a very important question for you.
Okay.
What's the number one combo at McDonald's? Now, I want to tell you this right out of the gate. We've been on the air how long, Jim? 34 years?
30, and nobody's missed it.
Nobody's missed this question before, so no pressure there. But what's the number one combo at McDonald's? You going to tell us?
Big Mac.
There you go. She got. Did you know that, Simon?
It was either going to be Big Mac or chicken nuggets for me. There's a lot of kids that goes through there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The quarter pounder.
Yeah, quarter pounder.
I'd say you could eat a 20-count chicken McNugget, couldn't you?
I have before.
There you go. I bet you have. What's your favorite thing at McDonald's?
I'd say probably the cheeseburgers.
I like that's the number two.
Yeah,
you get two cheeseburgers, fries, and a Coke.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they got the best Coca-Cola down there.
Absolutely.
And Jim O'Brien, if you want to see Jim O'Brien, get his autograph. He's sitting down there morning eating sausage.
I like sausage and biscuit and a small coffee.
I called him the other day and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted your breakfast at McDonald's." Let's hear a good word from our friends at McDonald's, and we'll be back with another song from Simon.
Okay.
McDonald's is taking it up with their new signature Sriracha sandwich, topped with crispy onions, fresh baby spinach, and kale. So I'm taking my voice up with an exclusive Sriracha Mac sauce with just the right amount of spice. Maybe a little more. Now enjoy the same Sriracha Mac sauce with your McNuggets. Get a 20-piece McNuggets and Sriracha Mac sauce dipping sauce for only $5. But hurry, it's only for a limited time. Limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Choose any two for $3 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, featuring a double cheeseburger, six-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, or a snack wrap. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
That's our good friends at McDonald's. 13 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky. And Simon, if we had more time, I'd let you tell us all of them. You probably could tell us all of them.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know they're all brand new, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jim, you had a song lined up to sing, and Jim saw you with your harmonica and talked to you into using it. So what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to play Amazing Grace.
Okay. You want to send this out to anybody? You better send that to your teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send this out to my favorite fifth grade teacher, Lisa Lauterwasser.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Oh, you'd be in the principal's office, buddy.
Absolutely.
Chris Simon.
Okay.
That was awesome. That
Thank
was
you.
Absolutely amazing.
Why don't you just know the number while you're out there?
Well, yeah.
Okie dokie.
Well, So you you told us she was homeschooled.
Yes.
And your mom told you she had you was wanting to play during you wanted music class to extend.
Yes.
Didn't you?
Yep.
And
I've always liked music class.
She put the kibosh on it, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep. Now instead of if you do your schoolwork, you get to play music.
Yeah.
Now it's if you don't do your schoolwork, you don't get to play music.
Well, that's a good incentive, isn't it?
That's a good one. Now tell us what grade you would be in.
I am a senior this year.
Senior.
I'll be graduating in May.
So. Amen,
are you going to pursue college? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the...
What do you want to be when you grow up, son?
Yeah. I'm not really sure yet, is the sad part.
Hey, you know what? You sound like a senior.
Absolutely.
There's several things that I enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure which one God wants me to pursue after. So.
He'll tell you, won't he?
Yes.
He will tell you. Simon, let's send this out to my daughter. She's on her way back to college right now.
Okay.
And a lot of kids are, so just like to ask everybody out there to remember all these college kids.
And watch out.
Yes. Now, there's some that's going to be the first time away from home, and it's going to be
safe on the road. Absolutely. A lot of college kids going down the parkway today.
Absolutely. That's true. So just watch out.
This is for you. What are you going to do for us, brother?
I'm going to play It's Under the Blood.
All right. That's a good one.
Walking down a memory lane, a past not long ago, Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought the thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along life's way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply. "You're right for all the things I've done, I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags, my goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me. It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. Victory was given to me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the marks that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say, it's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's under the blood. Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed. Not shackled by sin and shame, it's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood.
Amen, Simon. That was a great job, brother.
Thank you.
That is a great job, Simon. And you sang good. And
he does.
Who taught you how to play the guitar?
It was mostly Dave here. And then,
congratulations, Dave. You've done well. You've done a real good job. I've told you. And you've just been playing for how long?
Since January.
Jan, that buddy.
I knew basic chords before that, but mm-hmm. I wasn't able to switch real well between them. And then I came to the music class, and Dave and then Glenn John.
Well, right with, here, the teacher and the student, and it shows.
And now,
paid off.
Now he's showing me stuff.
Well, he does good.
He does. And you know, Jim, talking about that song you just sang there, I think it's hard for human beings to understand how much God loves us.
Absolutely.
We can't comprehend that, can we? Right.
No.
I mean, we're talking about eternity. And you know, I was just reading in Revelation yesterday about the abyss opening up and how they were going to torture people for so many months. And I don't want that in my life.
Absolutely
not.
Me either.
No.
Can you imagine? But Jesus loves us so much. He died for us. And he's given us to the last second to turn to him.
Absolutely.
And what people, I think, don't get is how happy you can be in the Lord. I mean, we party all the time, don't we, Simon? And you can have a good time
That's
in the Lord.
Absolutely.
And a wonderful time. But if you don't know Jesus today, you really need to turn it over to him. Because he's like I was telling you, I mean, he's never broke a promise.
Absolutely
never.
Not.
Never broke a promise, never will.
And he's not seen a problem he can't take care of either.
Amen. All right, we're going to play cut number 5. This is one of my favorite songs, Drinking from My Saucer. I love this song
I love
so
that
much.
Song too. And, that is a good song.
If you want to get a copy of this, you can call her at 436-2476 or 793-2744, and you won't talk to a nicer lady. Let's hear Irene sing Drinking from My Saucer.
It seemed like one day all at once those dark clouds broke through and that old sun, she started shining again. So Lord, help me not to grumble or complain about the tough roads I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer. should go on living, Lord. If the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, Lord. 'Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear his load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup is overflowing. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Jim, that's a good CD
that
right
is
there.
Absolutely,
yes,
a good
it
CD.
It is.
And how could they get a copy of this if they was wanting one more time?
Well, they can phone.
Get your pencils ready.
Eileen at 436-2476 or 793-2744.
There you
now,
go.
Simon's going to do our church announcements from the Highland Church today.
Yep. Okay.
There's the birthdays.
Rattle off those birthdays and the men's breakfast and stuff.
Okay. So, which one first? Just the birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay. The birthdays here in August. The 20th is Brian Auksher, so that's actually today, actually. So yeah. Happy birthday,
what
Brian.
What is he, about 75?
Probably.
Come on.
And then Sequoia Daso. Sequoia Daso.
Right.
And then tomorrow is Chelsea Bray and Anthony Koontz.
All right.
The 22nd is Elizabeth Ward. And 23rd is Loretta Belhassen. And then the 26th is Ethel Burke. So,
well, happy birthday,
Saturday,
baby.
Yes.
Men's breakfast next Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
What now, time's that?
That's at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll bust that wide open, won't we, Jim?
Yeah, try mm-hmm.
to. And I also want to announce on September the 13th through the 16th, from 7:30 to 4:30, this is a very worthy project. It's Christian Appalachian Project Days of Service.
Mm-hmm.
Join Christian Appalachian Project by serving for a day or more of home repairs, service projects with your neighbors. We provide the training, the tools, the materials, and lunch. That'll get me and you there, Jim.
The lunch wheel.
We provide the hands and heart to get the job done. Come on your own or bring some friends. Transportation will be provided. CAPS, Paintsville office each day, service site. Each service day will happen, rain or shine. You can advance registration for individual or volunteers. For more information, call 887-3114. All forms must be returned to CAP by September the 1st. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:39. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
That'd be a good project for somebody.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee you, Jim, you get rewards.
No doubt.
You
have
get
to.
Rewards.
Absolutely.
789-2511. We're talking about 212 Court Street, right?
Yeah. 789-1111.
What did I say?
2511.
I think I gave out my wife's phone number.
789-1111.
I'm as bad as you, McCullough Chainsaw. 789-1111.
Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
And they're located at 212
Second Street, right here in the big town of Paintsville,
Kentucky. The big city, the metropolitan area. Who's that? Oh, take that call, Jim. You got a call. It may be important. But anyway, we're talking about Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. It might be a will. It might be a property transfer. Could be anything. But Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher are the attorneys can get it done. If you've been in an accident, they can help you there. They'll fight for you. They'll fight for your rights. They're good, honest attorneys. Go down and give them for a free consultation. And that way, when you need an attorney at some point in your life, you've got one. And you know the people going in. You know what I like best about them, Simon? They talk to where we can understand them. I like that.
That's always a good thing.
Now, they talk right down to earth. That's our good friends, Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. Give them a call today at 789-1111. And I also want to talk about my good friend, James.
McCoy.
James McCoy. At McCoy's Tree Service.
Yes.
We're located in Inez, Kentucky. 395-0473. Don and James, you tried to get him in here a dozen times.
I know.
I've been trying to get him to buy me dinner, but he won't do it.
He'll surprise us someday.
McCoy's Tree Service. Been in business over 40 years and has the equipment. He's insured. He gets free estimates. And you know what me and Jim like best about him, Simon?
What?
He gets discounts to senior citizens.
Oh. Absolutely.
So, and he does a wonderful job, too.
Absolutely.
Give him a call. 395-0473. And one more, James Andrew at Jones Preston Funeral Home on the Starfire Hill here in Paintsville.
Absolutely.
Great facility up there, Jim.
How long has he been there, Dave?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. His father was there before he was.
Absolutely.
And he's brought his daughter in. They've kept that building up to date through the years. And they're fine people.
Local.
Employees. Plenty of parking.
Absolutely.
Chapel on site. Handle any size funeral from small to large. They can do relocation. They can do military. Just anything you need at
Jones
Preston Funeral Home.
They sure can.
Get them online at Jones Preston Funeral Home. Voted best between the lakes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Year after year after year. And a lot of our sponsor has. Conley Tire has been voted best between the lake. Fannin's, and Phillips has
Phillips,
too.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, also want to talk about our good friends at
Fannin's
Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. There are tigers down there. I love them. That's our oldest sponsor.
That's true.
Such kind people. Let's hear a good word from Jones Preston and Fannin's, and we'll be right back with another song from Mr. Simon.
Okay.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville. Your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail, in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Fannin's?
We're on.
Hello. We're on the
live. We feel like we've been in church today.
Hey, yes. It's been great. It's been a wonderful day.
It has been wonderful.
I'm telling you, this CD, I'm really Eileen, thank you for coming in.
Yes, and we'll, really why don't you give them one more time the phone numbers?
We will. It's 436-2476 or 793-2744. She told me she's singing in churches, too. So
absolutely.
Give her a call. I mean, her mission here is...
to save people.
And it is through music.
Absolutely.
It's not popularity. It's not road work. It's saving souls. And that's what all good Christians are out to
Amen.
Do, to win souls to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus gave us free will. And we've got to win souls. So, and this is a good tool to do that with. So thank you for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks so much for coming
it's
in.
Very nice to meet you.
I really enjoyed
this. We have
We've
to.
Enjoyed you, dear.
Yeah, I feel like I've been to church.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
And Simon's with us, and he's going to... You're going to sing a song you wrote?
Yep, about 2 weeks ago I wrote this song.
Now you imagine that.
Well, I'm just going to bring my instrument and let him teach class
there
tonight. I'm telling you.
Don't do that.
Huh?
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, you teach me harmonica.
Absolutely. Okay. And before we sing this song, I'd like to send it out. I've got an aunt that's got a birthday coming up Wednesday, and it is Wanda okay. Sublett, and that is Susie Edwards' sister.
Yeah.
And we're going to send them this song. Tell them the name of the song. We'll send that out to Wanda.
This song, I've called it Let Me Tell You. So
hold on a minute.
Huh?
Well, we're going to get out of here with this song.
Absolutely.
And until we see you next week, remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine is good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Okay.
One day I saw a man walking by a river. I smiled at him and asked him how he was. As soon as I had spoken, his face changed to a smile. He said, "Son, just a week ago I couldn't even stand." Slightly confused, I asked, "How could you be walking?" His smile just got bigger as he told me of that day. He said, "Friend, let me tell you about this man whose name is Jesus. He's the one who came to me that day and made me whole. So ever since that happy day, I go round rejoicing, telling everyone I see about what he's done for me." When he was finished, I couldn't help but wonder, who could this Jesus be? I wanted to know more. He said Jesus came to take away the sins of those who trust him. So I asked him to come in my heart, and now I'll tell the world. Oh, friends, let me tell you about this man whose name is Jesus. He's the one who came to me that day and made me whole. So ever since that happy day, I go round rejoicing, telling everyone I see about what he's done for me. Yes, telling everyone I see about what he's done for me.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth. And always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.